Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, as part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a great pleasure to introduce for the first time on VI Talk, Paul Lopez Salcedo, who is the CEO of King's Access Technology. That was a mouthful. Hiya Paul, how are you doing?
Hi. Well done, and great on my name as well, because it's not the easiest one to pronounce.
Hi there, Paul. It's Tracy. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you.
Hi. So, as Joe said, it's the first time you've joined us at VI Talk. So, could you just give some of our listeners an overview of what King's Access Technologies provide to people?
Yes. So, a lot of people will be familiar. King's Access Technology is effectively a continuation of King's Audio, which has been supporting the visually impaired community for 28 years. The majority of what we are known for is our USB stick audio players, which are very popular for talking news community and also for audiobooks from charities like Calibre and RNIB. We also produce everything that's needed for audio production for the talking news charities, from microphones to duplicators to recording software, USB sticks and this kind of area. And that's what we currently do. And we have several new products in production as well, or in development, I should say.
That's lovely. Thanks, Paul. So you're exhibiting at Site Village this year. Will you be there yourself?
I will be, yes. Delighted. I like to get out. As I say, it's a fairly new business for me, even though the business is old. So it's very important for me that I meet the users, meet our customers, and, you know, speak to them face to face and understand what they like, what they don't like, and what they'd like to see in the future.
Okay, so you've talked about some new products there. Are you able to share any of that information with us?
A little bit, yes. I've got to be, you know, understandably, with development products, we hope to, by the end of the year, have a new portable player out, which is something our user base has been asking for a long time. So this will be along the similar lines of our existing products. It might be worth mentioning that everything we do is built for purpose. We don't like the term adapted technology. We think in many ways we're selling our users short. You know, it should be designed for the job in hand. And if that job in hand is for someone with impairment, it should be built for that from the ground up. So our portable player will follow the ethos of all of our existing players, which will be as simple as possible to operate, great value and great design. So we've got a small portable player coming up towards the end of this year. And also probably inevitably we are working on a DAB FM radio for visually impaired people. Again, a ground up design. We've done quite a lot of consultation to try and hit the sweet spot of functionality, simplicity and usability, and also maintain the value point, because I think it's very easy to get carried away with pricing. We see it often in the adapted technology space, and I think it's often unfair. And it's not something that we will be doing.
So you talk about prices. Can you give us an idea of the cost of some of your, not all of them, obviously, because I'm guessing there's quite a few and we could be here all night, but if you could just give us a flavour of what things cost.
To give you an idea of where we price at, currently the price of our two main products, which are the two USB audio players, the Sovereign and Sonic, are $34.95 and they're VAT exempt if you are registered visually impaired. And we think they're tremendous value for money when you look at, say, a Daisy CD player starting at £200 plus, which is one of those products, incidentally, I feel, you know, knowing what things cost to manufacture is overpriced, or at least very expensive, let's put it that way. Overpriced might be a bit harsh. The DAB radio, I'm cautious of making promises, but we would like to see sub £800 and ideally sub £80. There are a lot of challenges for a small manufacturer to be competitive financially, but it's something we work hard to do. If products are too expensive, they're not really accessible because, you know, a lot of the market just does not have the means to be spending large amounts on devices. You know, it almost feels like a double hit. First you suffer because you've got an impairment, and then the market around you takes all of your money for specialised products. The portable player, we are hoping it will be sub £30 in that sort of region. So keeping within the kind of space that we're currently at.
Thank you, Paul. And that's great. I mean, it's difficult to get that balance, isn't it? So So if people aren't able to get to Site Village, are there other ways that people can have a look at what you provide and demonstration?
Our products are available through most of the major visually impaired charities. So RNIB, Calibre, British Wireless for the Blind, Macular Society, all have either sell our products or have volunteers who go out and demonstrate our products. And some of them, of course, will loan or give you one of our products if you meet their criteria. So there are many avenues. And of course, we have our website. We sell on Amazon. There are many avenues. And you can just call us up. We're always happy to talk.
So do you want to give us some of those contact details, Paul? Website, email address, phone number, etc.?
Yes, certainly. So our main website is www.kingsaccesstechnology.com, as one word. Our phone number is 01935-411-322. If you search King's Access Technology as well on Google, you will find us. And of course, you can also find our products on Amazon and through most of the major visually impaired charities, as I mentioned before, such as Calibre, RNIB, Macular Society, and British Wireless for the Blind. And indeed, most of the retailers in the space carry our products as well, certainly in the UK.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Paul. So if you're at Site Village this year, everyone, go and take a look at King's Access Technology and very reasonably priced products as well.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.